A troubled chain of pain clinics treating tens of thousands of Tennesseans a month has blamed its sudden closure on tighter regulations. But as WPLN's Blake Farmer reports, comprehensive pain specialists had a hand in shaping the state's pain clinic laws. And the company, which is under federal investigation, has been quietly co-owned by a current state lawmaker from Nashville.
The legislature has revisited pain clinic regulations multiple times in response to the opioid epidemic. A big leap came in 2015 when a measure passed requiring these clinics to be owned by physicians and limiting how many facilities they could oversee.
We've driven another nail tonight in the coffin of prescription drug abuse.
Senator Ken Yeager of Kingston was the sponsor, and he thanked the organizations that provided input.
We've worked with the Tennessee Medical Association, the Department of Health, and comprehensive pain specialist representatives.
Until December, comprehensive pain specialists, or CPS, employed at least two lobbyists at the Capitol. They mostly played defense as regulations tightened nearly every year. Quiet during those debates was one of the company's founders, Republican State Senator Steve Dickerson of Nashville. This was unusual. On medical issues, he has regularly cited his experience as an anesthesiologist.
So it is my contention as a practicing physician.
He almost never mentions his stake in pain clinics. Even fellow lawmakers like Representative Bob Ramsey of Maryville, who helped write several updates to pain clinic laws, were unaware until WPLN informed them.
I was not, no.
The rule tightening on pain clinics forced more than 100 to shut down. The bills were largely uncontested and passed the Senate unanimously, though Dickerson often did not vote. It's not clear why. Dickerson did not agree to an interview. Business records and a court deposition confirmed that he started CPS in 2005. He was listed as its president. While staying relatively silent on pain clinics, Dickerson has been vocal about opioid abuse, even sponsoring new regulations.
The state has done, a very good job of making physicians, frankly, look over our shoulders.
Dickerson was part of a panel discussion last month during which he commended the state for starting to keep tabs on high prescribers.
They send you a very nice letter. I said that sarcastically, and get your attention.
Dickerson's company has some experience with this. Some of those flag prescribers were staff at CPS clinics. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.